From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama says he still believes Congress can prevent the tax hikes and spending cuts known as the fiscal cliff. But NPR's Jim Zaroli reports time is running out to reach a deal.
Speaking in his weekly radio address, the president said congressional leaders are working on a plan to resolve their budget differences.
I believe such a proposal could pass both houses with bipartisan majorities, as long as these leaders allow it to come to a vote.
But if no agreement is forthcoming, he said he will ask the Senate to hold an up or down vote on the package he favors, which includes middle class tax cuts and an extension of unemployment benefits. In response, Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri said that if tax hikes take place, it will be because the president hasn't shown strong leadership. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
Snow is falling again over much of the northeast U.S. and the Upper River Valley. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says some areas will get quite a bit more.
We're looking at some pretty good accumulations of 4 to 8 inches of snow, and we expect those accumulations to kind of work their way northeastward through much of New York State and much of New England.
A major storm hit the same areas as well as the Midwest and South earlier this week. Officials report at least 16 weather-related deaths. Utility officials in Arkansas say there are still hundreds of thousands of customers without electricity after a storm on Christmas Day, and they warn they may not get power restored to everyone until New Year's Day. The United Nations envoy for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, met with the Russian foreign minister in Moscow today. Later, both men said the 21-month-old crisis in Syria can only be settled through negotiations, but both admitted neither the government nor the rebels appear willing to compromise. Russian officials say 4 people are dead and 4 injured after a twin-engine passenger jet crashed on an airport runway outside Moscow. Jesse Gullaher reports only crew members were aboard.
Russian news agencies say the Tupolev 204, belonging to Red Wing Airlines, caught fire after it ran off the runway at Vnukovo Airport during light snowfall. Officials say they're investigating the cause of the accident. Russia has seen a string of air disasters in recent years. In one incident, 44 people died after the Yak-42 they were flying in crashed into a river. Federal investigators found that the pilot and co-pilot had been given permission to fly the plane based on fake documents. Officials blame the country's poor air safety record on a lack of standards, infrastructure, and corruption. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
6 men in custody for the rape and beating of a woman in New Delhi nearly 2 weeks ago could be sentenced to death if convicted of her murder. She died at a hospital in Singapore where she was being treated for massive internal damage and a brain injury. This is NPR News. Many offices that issue marriage licenses in Maine are open today to accommodate couples who want to get married. A new law allowing same-sex marriage went into effect at midnight. Stephen Bridges and Michael Snell were the first in line in Portland and got married right there, to the cheers of about 200 people waiting in line. They've been together for 9 years. They wore T-shirts saying, "Love is love." In November, voters in Maine, Maryland, and Washington State approved same-sex marriage, which is already legal in New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, Iowa, and the District of Columbia. There may be hope, again, for a National Hockey League season. Dan Karpinchuk reports the NHL players are considering a new offer from the owners.
The players' negotiating committee and executive board are to hold a conference call with the NHL today and could meet face-to-face as early as Sunday. NHL officials are not commenting on their latest offer, but sources say their hardline position is softened on a compliance buyout and less restrictive rules on player contracts, major issues that have divided the two sides. The proposed length of the agreement would be 10 years, with either side opting out after 8. The offer is contingent on the players signing off by January 11th. Training camps would then open the next day with a shortened season to begin on January the 19th. The two sides have just over 2 weeks left to reach a deal before the entire season is lost. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
In college football, the bowl games continue today, including the Fight Hunger Bowl in San Francisco, pitting Arizona State against Navy. Organizers say it's the only bowl game dedicated to raising awareness about hunger in the U.S. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.